సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
కవిం కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణా బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఆన శృణ్వన్నోదిభిస్సేద సాదనం ప్రణో దేవే సరస్వతీ వాజేభిర్వాజినీవతీ ధీనామవిత్రయవతు గణేశాయ నమః సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం ఓం నమో భగవతే రుద్రాయ ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతే నమః యాత ఇషు శివతమా శివం బభూవతే ధనుః శివాశరవ్యాయాతవతయా నో రుద్రమృణయా యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనూరఘోరా పాపకాశినీ ప్రయానస్తను వాశంతమయా గిరిశంతాభిజాగశీ యామిషుం గిరిశంతహస్తే బిభర్ష్యస్తవే శివాంగిరిత్రదాం కురుమాహి పుంసిః పురుషం జగత్ శివేన వచసా త్వా గిరిశాచ్ఛా వదామసి యథా నః సర్వమిజ్జగద యక్ష్మగుం సుమనా అసత్ అధ్యవోచదధి భక్తా ప్రథమో దేవ్యో విశక్ అనేకశ్చ సర్వాంజంభయన్ సర్వాశ్చ యాతు ధాన్యః అసౌ యస్తామ్రో అరుణ ఉత బభ్రుః సుమంగళః ఏ చేమాగుం రుద్రా అభిదో దిక్షుశ్రితా సహస్రశో వైషాగుం హేడయీమహే అసౌ యో వసత్పతి నీలగ్రీవో విరోహితః ఉదయనం గోపా అదృశన్నదృశన్నుదహార్యః ఉదయనం విశ్వా భూతాని సదృష్టో మృడయాతినః నమో అస్తు నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ మీరుషే అధోగే అస్య సత్వానోహం నేభ్యోగరం నమః ప్రముంచ ధన్వనస్త్వముభయోరాత్మియోర్జ్యాం యాస్య తే హస్త ఇషవపరాతా భగవో వపా అవతత్యదనుస్త్వగుం సహస్రాక్షశతేషుధే నిషేద్య శల్యానాముఖా శివో నః సుమనాభవ విరిజ్యం దనుక్కపర్దినో విశల్యో బాణవాగుం ఉత అనేషన్నస్యేషవ ఆభుజస్య నిషం గతిః యాతే హేతిర్మీ దుష్టమహస్తే బభూవతే ధనుః తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజ నమస్తే అస్త్వాయుధాయానాథాయ ధృష్ణవే ఉభాభ్యాముతతే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే పరితే ధన్వనో హేతిరస్మాన్నృణక్తు విశ్వతః అథో యజిషుధిస్తవారే అస్మన్నిధేహితం నమస్తే అస్తు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ మహాదేవాయ త్రయంబకాయ త్రిపురాంధకాయ త్రికాగ్నికారాయ కాలాగ్నిరుద్రాయ నీలకంఠాయ మృత్యుంజయాయ సర్వేశ్వరాయ సదాశివాయ శ్రీమన్మహాదేవాయ నమః నమో హిరణ్యబాహవే నాన్యే దిశాం చ పతయే నమో నమో వృక్షేభ్యో హరికేశేభ్య पशूनां पतये नमो नमः सस्पिञ्जराय त्रिशीमते पद्मीनां पतये नमो नमो बभ्लुषाय दिव्याधिनेन्नानां पतये नमो नमो हरिकेशायोपवीतिने पुष्टानां पतये नमो नमो भवस्य हेत्ये जगतां पतये नमो नमो रुद्राय तथा विने क्षेत्राणां पतये नमो नमः सूताय हन्त्याय वनानां पतये नमो नमो रोहिताय स्थपतये वृक्षाणां पतये नमो नमो मन्त्रिणे वाणिजाय कक्षाणां पतये नमो नमो भुवन्तये वारिवत्कृतायौषधीनां पतये नमो नम उच्चैर्घोषाय क्रन्दयते पत्तीनां पतये नमो नमः कृष्णवेदाय धावते सत्त्वनां पतये नमः नमः सहमानाय निव्याधिनाव्याधिनीनां पतये नमो नमः ककुभाय निषङ्गिणे स्तेनानां पतये नमो नमो निषङ्गिण इषुधिमते तस्कराणां पतये नमो नमो वञ्चते परिवञ्चते स्थायूनां पतये नमो नमो निचेरदे परिचरायारण्यानां पतये नमो नमः सृकाविभ्यो गुंसद्योमुष्णताम् पतये नमो नमोऽसि मध्यो रक्तम् चरग्रप्रकृन्दानाम् पतये नमो नम उष्णीषिणे गिरिचराय कुलुञ्चानाम् पतये नमो नम इषुमभ्यो धन्वादिभ्यश्च वो नमो नम आतन्वानेभ्य प्रतिदधानेभ्यश्च वो नमो नम आयच्छद्भ्यो विसृजद्भ्यश्च वो नमो नमोऽस्यद्भ्यो विद्यद्भ्यश्च वो नमो नम आसीनेभ्यश्च यानेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः स्वपद्भ्यो जाग्रद्भ्यश्च वो नमो नमस्तिष्ठद्भ्यो धावद्भ्यश्च वो नमो नमः सभाभ्यः सभापतिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो अश्वेभ्योऽश्वपतिभ्यश्च वो नमः नमः व्याधिनेभ्यो विविद्यन्देभ्यश्च वो नमो नम उगणाभ्यस्त्रिगुंहतेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो गृत्सेभ्यो गृत्सपदिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो व्रातेभ्यो व्रातपदिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो गणेभ्यो गणपतिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो विरूपेभ्यो विश्वरूपेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो महद्भ्यः क्षुल्लकेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो रथिभ्यो रथेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमो रथेभ्यो रथपदिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः सेनानिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः क्षत्रभ्यः सङ्ग्रहेतृभ्यश्च वो नमो नमस्तक्षभ्यो रथकारेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः कुलालेभ्यः कर्मारेभ्यश्च वो नमो नमः पुञ्जिष्टेभ्यो निषादेभ्यश्च वो नमो नम इषुकृद्भ्यो धन्वकृद्भ्यश्च वो नमो नमो मृगयुभ्यश्वनिभ्यश्च वो नमो नमश्वभ्यश्वपदिभ्यश्च वो नमः नमो भवाय च रुद्र ఇంద్రాయ చ నమః శర్వాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమో నీలగ్రీవాయ చ శితికంఠాయ చ నమః కపర్దినే చ వ్యుక్తకేశాయ చ నమః సహస్రాక్షాయ చ శతధన్వనే చ నమో గిరిశాయ చ శిపిభిష్టాయ చ నమో మీడష్టమాయ చేషుమతే చ నమో హ్రస్వాయ చ వామనాయ చ నమో బృహతే చ వర్షీయసే చ నమో వృద్ధాయ చ సంవృద్ధనే చ నమో అగ్ర్యాయ చ ప్రథమాయ చ నమః ఆశవే చాధిరాయ చ నమః శీఘ్రియాయ చ శీభ్యాయ చ నమః ఊర్మ్యాయ చావస్వన్యాయ చ నమః శ్రోతస్యాయ చ దేవ్యాయ చ నమో జ్యేష్ఠాయ చ కనిష్ఠాయ చ నమః పూర్వజాయ చాపరజాయ చ నమో మధ్యమాయ చాపగల్భాయ చ నమో జగన్యాయ చ బుద్ధ్యాయ చ నమః సోభ్యాయ చ ప్రతిసర్యాయ చ నమో యామ్యాయ చ క్షేమ్యాయ చ నమః ఊర్వర్యాయ చ కళ్యాయ చ నమస్తోక్యాయ చావసాన్యాయ చ నమో వన్యాయ చ కక్ష్యాయ చ నమః శ్రవాయ చ ప్రతిశ్రవాయ చ నమః ఆశుషేణాయ చాశురథాయ చ నమః శూరాయ చావభిందతే చ నమో వర్మిణే చ వరూధినే చ నమో బిల్మినే చ కవచినే చ నమః శ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ నమో దుందుభ్యాయ చాహనన్యాయ చ నమో ధృష్ణవే చ ప్రమృషాయ చ నమో దూరాయ చ ప్రహితాయ చ నమో నిషంగిణే చేషుధిమదే చ నమస్తేష్ణేశవే చాయుధినే చ నమః స్వాయుధాయ చ సుధన్వనే చ నమః శ్రుత్యాయ చ పత్యాయ చ నమః కాట్యాయ చ నీప్యాయ చ నమః శూద్యాయ చ సరస్యాయ చ నమో నాధ్యాయ చ వైషంతాయ చ నమః కోప్యాయ చ భట్యాయ చ నమో వశ్యాయ చ వశ్యాయ చ నమో మేఘ్యాయ చ విద్యుత్యాయ చ నమః ఈంద్రియాయ చ తప్యాయ చ నమో వాత్యాయ చ రేష్మ్యాయ చ నమో వాస్తవ్యాయ చ వాతుపాయ చ ఓం హర 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 ఓం నమః సోమాయ చ రుద్రాయ చ నమః తామ్రాయ చ రుణాయ చ నమః శంగాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమః ఉగ్రాయ చ భీమాయ చ నమో అగ్రే వధాయ చ దూరే వధాయ చ నమో హంత్రే చ హనీయసే చ నమో వృక్షేభ్యో హరికేశేభ్యో నమస్తారాయ నమః శంభవే చ మయోభవే చ నమః శంకరాయ చ మయస్కరాయ చ నమః శివాయ చ శివ తరాయ చ నమస్తేర్థాయ చ కుల్యాయ చ నమః పాద్యాయ చ వాద్యాయ చ నమః ప్రతరణాయ చోత్తరణాయ చ నమః ఆతార్యాయ చ లాద్యాయ చ నమః షష్ట్యాయ చ భేన్యాయ చ నమః శిఖత్యాయ చ ప్రవాక్యాయ చ నమః హిరణ్యాయ చ ప్రపత్యాయ చ నమః కిగుంశిలాయ చ క్షయణాయ చ నమః కపర్దినే చ పులస్తయే చ నమో గోష్ఠ్యాయ చ గృహ్యాయ చ నమస్తల్క్యాయ చ గేహ్యాయ చ నమః కాట్యాయ జగ్వరేష్టాయ చ నమో హృదయ్యాయ చ నివేష్ట్యాయ చ నమః పాగుం సవ్యాయ చ రజస్యాయ చ నమః శుష్క్యాయ చ హరిత్యాయ చ నమో లోప్యాయ చోమ్ప్యాయ చ నమః ఊర్వ్యాయ చ సూర్మ్యాయ చ నమః పర్ణ్యాయ చ పర్ణశబ్ద్యాయ చ నమో పగురమాణాయ చాభిగ్రతే చ నమ ఆఖిదతే చ ప్రఖిదతే చ నమో వక్తిభిరేభ్యో దేవానాగం హృదయేభ్యో నమో విక్షీణకేభ్యో నమో విచిన్నకేభ్యో నమ ఆనిర్హతేభ్యో నమ ఆవీవత్కేభ్యః ద్రాపే అంధసస్వదే దరిద్రన్నీలలోహితాం పురుషాణాం పశూనాం మా భేర్మా రోమో యేషాం కించన మమత్ యాతే రుద్ర శివా తను శివా విశ్వాహ భేషజే శివా రుద్రస్య భేషజే తయా నో మృడ జీవసే ఇమాగుం రుద్రాయ తవసే కపద్దినే క్షయద్వీరాయ ప్రభరామహే మతిం యథా నశమసద్విపదే చతుష్పదే విశ్వం పుష్టం గ్రామే అస్మిన్ననాదురం మృడానో రుద్రోదనో మయస్కృతి క్షయద్వీరాయ నమసా విధేమతే యక్షం జయోశ్చ మనురాయజే పితా తదశ్యామతవ రుద్ర ప్రణీతో మానో మహాంతముదమానో అర్భకం వాన ఉక్షంతముదమాన ఉక్షితం మానో వధే పితరం మోత మాతరం ప్రియమానస్తనువో రుద్రరీరిషః మానస్తోకే తనయే మాన ఆయుషి మానో గోషు మానో అశ్వేషురీరిషః వీరాన్మానో రుద్రభావితో వదే భవిష్మంతో నమసా విధేమతే ఆరాతే గోఘ్నముద పూరుషగ్నే క్షయద్వీరాయ సుం నమస్మేతే అస్తు రక్షాజనో అతిచ దేవ బ్రూహ్యతా చ నశ్యన్మ యచ్చద్విబరుహా సుభిశ్రుతం గత్ర సతం యువానం మృగన్న భీమముపహత్రుముగ్రం మృడాజ నిద్రే రుద్రస్తవానో అన్యందే అస్మన్నివ పంతు సేనాః పరిణో రుద్రస్య భేతర్వృణక్తు పరిత్వేషస్య దుర్మతిరఘాయో అవస్థిరా మగవ్యస్తనుష్మీద్వత్తోకాయతనయాయ మృడయా మీడుష్టమ శివతమ శివో నః సుమనాభవ పరమే వృక్ష ఆయుధం నిధాయ కృత్యం వసా న ఆచర పినాక బిభ్రదాగహే వికిరిద విలోహిత నమస్తే అసు భగవ యాస్తే సహస్రగుం హేతయోన్యమస్మన్ నివపంతు తాః సహస్రాణి సహస్రదా బాహువోస్తవ హేతయః తాసామీశానో భగవ పరాచీనాముఖాగృదే సహస్రాణి సహస్రశో గే రుద్రాధిభూమ్యా తేషాగుం సహస్రయోజనే వతన్వామి తన్మసే అస్మిన్ మహత్యర్ణవేంతరిక్షే భవా అధే నీలగ్రీవాశ్రితి గంఠా శర్వా అధః క్షమాచరాః నీలగ్రీవాశ్రితి కంఠాదివగుం రుద్రా ఉపశ్రితాః ఏ వృక్షేషు సస్పింజరా నీలగ్రీవా విలోహితాః ఏ భూతానామధిపతయో విశికాశకపర్దినః ఏ అన్నేషు విభిద్యంతి పాత్రేషు పిపదో జనాన్ ఏ పథాం పతిరక్షయ ఐలభృతాయవ్యుధః ఏ తీర్థాని ప్రచరంతి శృకావంతో నిషంగిణః య ఏతావందశ్చ భూయాగుంసశ్చ దిశో రుద్రావితస్థిరే ತೇಷಾಂ ಸಹಸ್ರಯೋಜನೆ ವಧನ್ವಾನಿ ಧನ್ಮಸೆ ನಮೋ ರುದ್ರೇಭ್ಯೋ ಯೇ ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಾಂ ಯೇಂತರಿಕ್ಷೇ ಯೇಷಾವನ್ನಂ ವಾದೋ ವರುಷಮಿಷವಸ್ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ದಶ ಪ್ರಾಚೇರ್ದಶ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾದಶ ಪ್ರತೇಚೇರ್ದಶೋ ತೇಚೇರ್ದಶೋರ್ಧ್ವಾಸ್ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಸ್ತೇ ನೋ ಮೃಡಯಂತು ತೇಯಂ ಗ್ರೀಷ್ಮೋ ಯಶ್ಚ ನೋ ದ್ವೇ ಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಭೋಜಂ ಧೇ ದಧಾಮಿ ತ್ರಿಂಬಕಂ ಯಜಾಮಹೇ ಸುಗಂಧ್ಯಂ ಪುಷ್ಟಿವರ್ಧನಂ ಉರ್ವಾರುಕಮಿವ ಬಂಧನಾನ್ ಮೃತ್ಯೋರ್ಮುಕ್ಷೇಯಮಾಮೃತಾತ್ ಯೋ ರುದ್ರೋ ಅಗ್ರವ್ಯೋ ಅಪ್ಸು ಯ ಓಷಧೇಷು ಯೋ ರುದ್ರೋ ವಿಶ್ವಾಭುಪನಾಭಿವೇಶ ತಸ್ಮೈ ರುದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ಅಸ್ತು ಯೇತೇ ಸಹಸ್ರಮಯುತಂ ಪಾಚಾ ಮೃತ್ಯೋ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಾಯ ಹಂದವೇ ತಾನ್ ಯಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ಮಾಯಯಾ ಸರ್ವಾನವಯಜಾಮಹೇ ಮೃತ್ಯವೇ ಸ್ವಾಹ ಮೃತ್ಯವೇ ಸ್ವಾಹ ಪ್ರಾಣಾನಾಂ ಗ್ರಂಥಿರಸಿ ರುದ್ರೋ ಮಾ ವಿಶಾಂತಕಃ ತೇನಾನ್ಯೇನಾಪ್ಯಾಯಸ್ವ ನಮೋ ರುದ್ರಾಯ ವಿಷ್ಣವೇ ಮೃತ್ಯುರ್ಮೇ ಪಾಹಿ ತಮುಷ್ಟು ಹಿಯಸ್ವಿಶುಸ್ಸು ಧನ್ಮಾಯೋ ವಿಶ್ವಸ್ಯ ಕ್ಷಯದಿ ಭೇಷಜಸ್ಯ ಯಕ್ಷ್ವಾ ಮಹೇತೋ ಮನಸಾಯ ರುದ್ರಂ ನಮೋ ವಿರ್ದೇವಮಸುರಂ ಧ್ರುವಸ್ಯ ಅಯಂ ಮೇ ಹಸ್ತೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಅಯಂ ಮೇ ಭಗವತ್ತರಃ ಅಯಂ ಮೇ ವಿಶ್ವಭೇಷಜೋ ಯಗುಂ ಶಿವಾಭಿಮರುಷಣಃ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ ಓಂ ಶಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಮಯಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಚ ಮೇನು ಕಾಮಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಕಾಮಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಸೌ ಮನಸಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಭದ್ರಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಶ್ರೇಯಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ವಶ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಯಶಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಭಗಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ದ್ರವಿಣಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಗ್ಯಂತಾ ಚ ಮೇ ಧರ್ತಾ ಚ ಮೇ ಕ್ಷೇಮಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಧೃತಿಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಮಹಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಸಂವಿಚ್ಚ ಮೇ ಜ್ಞಾತ್ರಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಸೋಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಪ್ರಸೋಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಸೀರಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಲಯಶ್ಚ ಮರುತಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಮೃತಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಯಕ್ಷ್ಮಂ ಚ ಮೇ ನಾಮಯಚ್ಚ ಮೇ ಜೀವಾತುಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ದೀರ್ಘಾಯುತ್ವಂ ಚ ಮೇ ನ ಮಿತ್ರಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಭಯಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಸುಗಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಶಯನಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಸೋಷಾ ಚ ಮೇ ಸುದಿನಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ ತೇಜೋಸಿ ತತ್ತೇ ಪ್ರಯಚ್ಛಾಮಿ ತೇಜಸ್ವದಸ್ತು ಮೇ ಮುಖಂ ತೇಜಸ್ವಚ್ಛಿರೋ ಅಸ್ತು ಮೇ ತೇಜಸ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶ್ವತಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಂ ತೇಜಸಾ ಸಂವಿಬೃದ್ಧಿಮಾಂ ಓಜೋಸಿ ತತ್ತೇ ಪ್ರಯಚ್ಛಾಮಿ ಓಜಸ್ವದಸ್ತು ಮೇ ಮುಖಂ ಓಜಸ್ವಚ್ಛಿರೋ ಅಸ್ತು ಮೇ ಓಜಸ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶ್ವತಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಂ ಓಜಸಾ ಸಂವಿಬೃದ್ಧಿಮಾಂ ಪಯೋಸಿ ತತ್ತೇ ಪ್ರಯಚ್ಛಾಮಿ ಪಯಸ್ವದಸ್ತು ಮೇ ಮುಖಂ ಪಯಸ್ವಚ್ಛಿರೋ ಅಸ್ತು ಮೇ ಪಯಸ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶ್ವತಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಂ ಪಯಸಾ ಸಂವಿಬೃದ್ಧಿಮಾಂ ಆಯುರಸಿ ತತ್ತೇ ಪ್ರಯಚ್ಛಾಮಿ ಆಯುಷ್ಮದಸ್ತು ಮೇ ಮುಖಂ ಆಯುಷ್ಮಚ್ಛಿರೋ ಅಸ್ತು ಮೇ ಆಯುಷ್ಮಾನ್ ವಿಶ್ವತಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಂ ఆయుషా సంవిప్రగ్ధిమా ఇమమగ్న ఆయుషే వర్చసే కృతే ప్రియగుం రేతో వరుణ సోమరాజన్ మాదేవాస్మా అతిథే శర్మ యచ్చ విశ్వే దేవాచరదస్థిర్యదాసత్ ఆయురసి విశ్వాయురసే సర్వాయురసి సర్వమాయురసే యతో వాచో మనోజవాః యతః క్షరంతి సింధవః తాసాం త్వా సర్వాసాగుం రుజ అభిషించా వివక్ష సముద్ర ఇవాసి గంహనా సోమైవాస్యభ్య అగ్నిరివ విశ్వత ప్రత్యం సూర్యరివ జ్యోతిషా విభూ అపాయోద్రవణేరస తమహమస్మానుష్యాయణాయ తేజసే బ్రహ్మవర్చసాయ గృహామి అపామ్య ఊర్మౌరస తమహమస్మానుష్యాయణాయ ఓజసే వీర్యాయ గృహామి అవామ్యో మధ్యతోరస తమహమస్మానుష్యాయణాయ పుష్టే ప్రజననాయ గృహామి అవామ్యో యజ్ఞయోరస తమహమస్మానుష్యాయణాయ ఆయుషే దీర్ఘాయుత్వాయ గృహామి ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః ధాతా పురస్కాద్యముదాజహార శక్ర ప్రవిద్వాన్ ప్రదిశస్త దస్రః తమేవం విద్వానమృత ఇహ భవతే నాన్యపంథా అయనాయ విద్యతే సహస్రశీర్షం దేవం విశ్వాక్షం విశ్వశంభువం విశ్వం నారాయణం దేవమక్షరం పరమం పదం విశ్వతః పరమానిత్యం విశ్వం నారాయణగుం హరిం విశ్వమేవేదం పురుషస్తద్విశ్వముపజీవతే పథిం విశ్వస్యాత్మేశ్వరగుం శాశ్వతగుం శివమచ్యుతం నారాయణం మహాజ్ఞేయం విశ్వాత్మానం పరాయణం నారాయణ పరో జ్యోతిరాత్మా నారాయణ పరః నారాయణ పరం బ్రహ్మతత్వం నారాయణ పరః నారాయణ పరో ధ్యాతా ధ్యానం నారాయణ పరః యక్షకించిత్ జగత్ సర్వం దృశ్యతే శ్రూయతేపి వా అంతర్బహిశ్చ తత్ సర్వం వ్యాప్య నారాయణ స్థితః అనంతమవ్యయం కవిగుం సముద్రేంతం విశ్వశంభువం పద్మకోశ ప్రదేకాశగుం హృదయం చాప్యథోముఖం అథో నిశ్చ్యాభ్యాముపరిష్టతి జ్వాలమాలాకులం భాతి విశ్వస్యాయతనం మహత్ సంతతగుం శిలాభిస్తులం వత్యాకోశసన్నిభం తస్యాంతే సుశిరగుం సూక్ష్మం తస్మిన్ సర్వం ప్రతిష్ఠితం తస్య మధ్యే మహానగ్నిర్విశ్వాచిర్విశ్వతో ముఖః సోగ్రభుగ్విభజన్ నిస్తన్నాహారమజరక్కవిః తేయగోర్ధ్వమదశ్యాయేనశ్మయస్తస్య సంతత సంతాపయతి స్వం దేహమాపాదతలమస్తకః तस्य मध्ये वह्निशिखाणियोर्ध्वा व्यवस्थितः नीलतो यद मध्यस्था विद्युल्लेखे भवास्वरा नीवादशोकवत्तन्मी पीतावास्वत्यनुपमा तस्याशिखाया मध्ये परमात्मा व्यवस्थितः स ब्रह्म स शिवः स हरिसेन्द्रसोऽक्षरः परमस्वराट् स्वस्ति प्रजाभ्यः परिपालयन्ताम् न्यायेन मार्गेण महीमहेशाः गोब्राह्मणेभ्यः शुभमस्तु नित्यम् समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
अंतर ज्योति जला साई अंतर ज्योति जला साई
Thank you.
राम श्री रामचंद्र जय जय राम राम श्री रामचंद्र जय जय राम
from Prashanthi Nilayam. In a few moments from now, the Prashanthi Nilayam campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning will present a drama entitled Gautama Buddha.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Esteemed elders, dearest sisters and brothers, a loving Sai Ram to all gathered here today. As a part of the annual sports and cultural meet of the Shri Satya Sai Educational Institutions, the students of the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanti Nilayam Campus, offer at the lotus feet of our most beloved Lord a drama entitled Gautam Buddha.
Ananda, go now. I await the arrival of someone.
Master, may I ask who it is?
Someone very special. Go, Ananda. Take some rest.
Greetings, Buddha. Greetings. The world regards time to be the biggest healer, the greatest transformer. But this time has fortunately failed to assuage my love for you, Buddha. I fail to distance myself away from you.
Condolences, Mara, on yet another failure.
Buddha, I stand impeccably convinced that you surely do float in an elusive plane of sweet pride. Such a great spiritual ambassador, thronged by his faithful followers, radiating such unending devotion. What exquisite richness you contain, Buddha.
Yes, Mara. I am rich. I am rich, for you have been my most faithful follower.
How can I not conform to my own faith? When my eyes meet your form, my memory resurrects to the time when you were born. How can I forget that poisonous bond of failure that you drowned me in?
At the royal court, the great monarch of Kapilavastu, Maharaj Suddhodana, is completely lost in bliss and is enraptured by the sight of the newborn prince, a boon conferred on the Sakya clan after years of intense prayers. the city is filled with joy, and there are celebrations resonating in the air.
इतनी खुशियां लाए हैं वो आयो हमने भाग जगाने राजकुमार राजा के घर हमरे दिल में उमंग भर दे इतनी खुशियां लाए हैं वो
खुशियां लाए मन को भाई दिल बहलाए हम सब गाए खुशियां लाए मन को भाई दिल बहलाए
सपने लिए दिल में उमंग समाए
हम दरबार में तेरे दरबार में
हमारे समृद्धि भी पाव पसारे हम सबकी आशा है ये शीश मिले हम सबका चाहो दिशा में जाने से सब जाने अनजाने सिर्फ इसकी गति माने राजा बने सब जाने अनजाने सिर्फ इसकी गति माने राजा बने
मुस्काए मन भाए हमें चाहे सुख लाए हमारा ही प्यारा
भाग जगाने राजकुमार राजा के घर हमरे दिल में उमंग भर दे इतनी खुशियां लाए हैं वो
खुशियां लाए मन को भाए दिल बहलाए हम सब गाए खुशियां लाए मन को भाए दिल बहलाए दिल के गाए
Maharaj, this day truly marks for all of us the birth of a new and royal string of immense happiness.
Absolutely. Today, I feel and find myself as the fortunate recipient of solatium from Mother Fortune. Gods have finally blessed me with a beautiful son. And have gifted this dynasty its new crown prince.
Maharaj Suddhodana, today our entire kingdom has relinquished the thoughts of any pain or suffering with the feelings of joy and happiness that this little lad has so generously granted all of us.
Oh yes, the very thought of his arrival vibrantly sent every part of my being tingling with bliss. And today, on his arrival, I find myself smitten with unbearable happiness. My son shall be the dispeller of all darkness. I can see that he will rule this kingdom with the princely radiance of his unmatched valor. The day is not far when he shall be the light illuminating the lives of the worthy citizens of the state. I have decided that he shall be named Siddhartha.
Maharaj, Sage Asita has arrived and seeks an audience with you.
Oh, Sage Asita?
Kindly escort him with all due reverence inside the quarters. I can seldom refrain my curiosity anymore. I want to know what the future holds in its treasure chest for my Siddhartha.
Greetings, King Shuddhodana.
Greetings, Master. Greetings. The news of the arrival of our child instantly brought you here. It's truly a blessing, O revered sage.
Maharaj, my curiosity too refused to let me wait any longer. My soul is longing to see your little light. I too want to know about the great and magnificent secrets that your son would unravel to the world. Maharaj, quickly, quickly put an end to my sweet impatience and let me too see and caress the calming countenance of your child.
Of course, here he is, all yours. Extinguish the burning excitement in my heart, O sage. Tell me what great things are in store for my son.
Rishivar, is there something wrong with my Siddhartha? Speak up, O sage. Why this uncalled silence? What has happened?
O noble king, this has happened to you. This has happened to you because of the love and kindness you possess in abundance. Your child is that prophet who will possess supreme knowledge and will lead the world onto the road to realization. Darkness will end before his light of knowledge, just as the night flees before the piercing spears of the sun. From the sea of evil, from the stinging spray of sickness, from the surge and swell of old age, from the angry waves of death, he will rescue the suffering world, and together they will all sail safely in the ship of knowledge. Maharaj, finally, the savior of all has taken birth this time in your dynasty as your son. I have performed austerities and meditation all my life, but still I would be unable to fathom his lofty law. I pity myself, for even the ones who have surpassed the highest of all heavens sometimes need to be pitied. Maharaj, you are blessed. You are truly blessed.
Shuddhodana. Spirituality is an illusionary path of strength for the weak-minded. The son of a valorous king goes on to become a sheepish hermit, ready to be slaughtered at the hands of any worthless existence. What an overwhelmingly shameless pity.
No! My son shall never discover the path of spirituality. That path of cowardice is only for the weak-minded. A king's son will never be a hopeless hermit. O sage, let the laws of astrology echo any logic. But my son will be the heir to my throne. People turn spiritual because of pain and suffering. I shall never let even a speck of pain and suffering meet my son's eyes. Let him mature in an environment full of happiness, enjoyment, and youthful exuberance alone. I will not allow pain to even be a part of his psyche. Let it all be unknown to him. From today, this shall be the cloak that my kingdom will wear. My son will be a king only.
Having resolved to hide all forms of pain and suffering from his son, Suddhodana meticulously plans to ensure that his son does not come to know what suffering is. He builds 3 royal palaces for the summer, winter, and monsoon, filled with young and healthy people. Dried leaves and faded flowers are removed before the dawn, so that the young prince sees only freshness and life around him. Every attempt was made to ensure that death, pain, and suffering remain unknown to his son. The palace does not have an iota of pain in it. However, the mighty will of destiny that decides the course of life had a completely different course for young Siddhartha.
You really seem to have improved over the weeks, Channa.
But still,
I will always make it tough for you, in sword fight at least.
Oh yes, Prince Siddhartha. Your youthful energy is simply a spectacle for me to witness. Indeed, it is an honor.
By the way, Channa.
Jharinoka Behta Sheetal Jal Phoolon Ki Bheeni Khushbu Vrikshon Ke Meethe Phal Ye Prakriti Saware Jeevan Ka Kal पर उपकार है सच्चा धन
नश्वर है Never has any song created such enigmatic waves of curiosity in me. What is this man singing, Channa? What is he singing?
Prince Siddhartha, his song glorifies the place from which he hails. A place far from here. Mountains, lakes, springs and valleys, all so beautiful, so serene.
But a place away from here? Does a land outside ours also in existence? Is a palace not the only one that exists?
No, Prince Siddhartha. Beyond these 4 walls stands the vast world. A world that spells immense difference, seldom it is impregnated with the air of utopia and happiness that our palace bears. Suffering tames that world, with happiness just being a guest at intermittence.
Suffering? Channa, what is suffering? In a few days, I shall inherit my father's throne. But I have not even once traversed and seen our own kingdom. Channa, I think I need to represent a sense of responsibility towards our land. Come, let us proceed immediately to those unseen quarters of our land. Come, let us go.
Siddhartha! Siddhartha! Don't go out! Don't go out!
Prince Siddhartha, what is the matter?
Nothing. Nothing. Just a bemusing storm within. Nothing. Come, let us go. Channa, Mother Beauty appears pale in front of our land's matchless magnificence. It is heartening to see such a joyous kingdom. Channa, who is this man? Why does he look so strange and different? Is he someone like us or of a world unknown to me?
Prince, he is as much as a man as you and me. But he is passing through his old age.
Old age? Channa, what is old age?
Prince Siddhartha, with the passage of time, man's body begins to grow weak and frail. His hair turns grey, bones become brittle, and time silently siphons off the beauty and strength that once our youth boasted.
Channa, will this happen to me too?
Of course, you, me, everyone.
Channa, that man, why is he acting in such a manner? Is he old too?
He is sick. Oh, Prince, he is suffering from a disease
causing him excruciating pain. There are terrible sicknesses in this world that dwell in our bodies and destroy our will to live.
Channa, will I too undergo this suffering?
Yes, everyone will.
Channa, why is it so crowded over there? What has happened?
Death has devoured, my lord.
Death? Channa, what is death?
Death is the deepest separation. When the mask of life falls, the body becomes numb and cold. It no longer feels, no longer speaks. It has to be burnt to ashes. It leaves behind such loved ones in an emotional plane of acute dilapidation.
And certainly, this too shall happen to me. Channa, for all these years, I was oblivious of the truth that it is. I lay dumped in the dark. The palace that seemed to be so perfect is nothing but a truth massacred by the garb of delusion.
Prince Siddhartha, your father loved you much. He never wanted you to encounter any of these sufferings. He always desired you to be happy. It was out of his immense affection for you that he took this step.
What? It was my father? Why did he do this to me? Why did he not tell me the truth? Channa, you say that he loved me? No! True love never stands on the foundations of untruth. My father has made me just another prisoner in his kingdom who has dissolved completely in egregious ignorance. Oh, what shall I do? What shall I do now? Channa, who is that man? Why does he look so strange? What brings such calmness and serenity in his being? Who is he, Channa? Who is he?
Prince, he is an ascetic. It is said that they have renounced this world and have overcome the vicissitudes of life to find the fountain of eternal joy.
But how does he do that?
I am afraid. I have no answer to that. Each one needs to discover for himself.
Channa, after seeing all this suffering around, how can I live a life of luxury and ostentation? I need to renounce the world and become an ascetic like him. I need to find an answer that shall end this inexplicable suffering of mine. Only then can I redeem my people from this untold misery that they encounter every day in their life.
Channa!
My salutations to the overly ambitious plans of your dear prince. My respects to the sweet and selfless drops of tears that he has shed. Alas, this will not help him.
But what can help him if he stays back in this kingdom and looks after his people? Am I not right, Channa? Channa, save your master! Save your master! Save your master!
No. No, Prince Siddhartha. How can you even think of forsaking us all?
My heart torments me with the suffering of mine, and I have to find a panacea that shall end the suffering of all.
Oh, Prince, it would be wiser if you stay here, be our emperor and look after us. When you become the emperor, you will have all the wealth and power to take care of the aged and put an end to our physical sicknesses. And Prince, your family, how can you leave them?
Yes, Channa, you are right. Absolutely right. I should not depart. But would it help me overcome the fear of old age, pain and death? Would I too not get entangled in this labyrinth of suffering if I stay here? I will, Channa, I will. Even my love for Yashodhara and my son Rahul doesn't remove my suffering. They too shall grow old, fall sick and die one day. It is to end their misery that I have to find an answer. And that is why, Channa, I have to leave.
Prince.
I have to leave.
Prince, no.
Young Siddhartha proceeded towards the forest in search of the end of all suffering which he had just witnessed. Mother Nature, in her own inexplicable way, welcomes and pays its respects to this great soul. Witnessing this grand spectacle, the ascetics in the forest surrender themselves at the feet of Siddhartha and become his dear disciples. Siddhartha, in search of the ultimate truth, chooses the path of intense meditation that opposed worldly temptations. For 6 long years, Siddhartha and his disciples undertake severe austerities. For drinking, they drank only when it rained. For food, only a grain a day. Fruits fallen from a tree or droppings of a bird passing by. The once golden hue body of the young prince had been reduced to a mere bag of bones, with his legs and limbs merely attached to his torso. The entire body became next to dead, with frail bones covered by lifeless skin. This was the path of self-mortification. But was it going to serve Siddhartha with the truth he seeks? Was it going to give him the ultimate knowledge that he is in quest of?
Father, I have been trying hard to get the right tune for the song, but I get no music from the tambura. I feel The tambura has some defect.
Son, it is not the tambura, but the strings. They are too slack. Tighten them a bit. Give it to me, son. Look, son. If you tighten the string too much, it will snap. And if you leave it too slack, it will not play. Melody always lies in between the extremes.
Man ko bandh re, kahe na dhar dheer re, jaise hans doodh piye, tyag det neer re, bhakti dar भाव जानो जो ना समझे अधीर रे.
Melody, melody always lies in between the extremes. Yes, one extreme is the path of self-inducement. Indulgence in the luxuries of life. Other extreme is the path of self-mortification. Destruction of the body in the pursuit of truth. Both will not end suffering. The right path lies in between the extremes. Yes, the middle path.
Oh, noble one, you seem to be hungry. Please have some food.
Faith is for the helpless, but reason is for those who wish to grow. Open your eyes, believe your senses. Look, look, the master whom you follow is himself a servant of his senses. I pity you. 6 years of intense austerity, only to be cheated in the end.
Master, what have you done?
It is blasphemy. The master has broken the vow by partaking cooked food.
Come, brothers, come. Join me in partaking this food. The right path.
You have forsaken your search for truth by yielding to the commands of your senses.
You have abandoned the path. Liberation is not for the one who cannot even restrain hunger.
You have betrayed us, master. We can no longer follow you.
Listen to me, brothers. I have in fact found the answer. The right path lies in between the extremes. The right path lies in between the extremes.
Gacchami.
Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Buddham Saranam Gacchami. Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Arrived Mara, ego personified. With the score of soldiers, emotions seldom defied. Challenging the Buddha, seeking mastery of the mind. Firstly, an armed attack upon the physical. Nine storms of nature's fury to wreck the seeker's serene lull. But Mara's was to be the first defeat, his army in shame forced to retreat. The wind's tempestuous rage in vain, failing to elicit even a ripple in the robe. The torrential downpour of rain greeted with a vaporizing probe. Hard rocks transformed to decorative garlands, piercing weapons to fragrant flowers. Ashes descended as freshness bathing talcum showers. Sand transfigured to blossoms upon the hands. Darkness was stripped of its identity, all amidst the sunshine of Buddha's resplendence. Unfazed, the emperor next lined a peculiar ignoble regiment targeting the mind. Five soldiers of inebriating silken essence, with strength of beauty and evasive abilities of transience. Pride advanced to restore the false identity. Desire dancing to ignite the passion of waning senses. Fear's delicate strides and harmonious fluidity, seeking to crumble fearlessness attained of true awareness. Greed's gallop decorating desire's absurdity, with ignorance commanding these forces. But all were reduced to mere vacuum. Finally, enveloped in hypocrisy, Mara sought the Buddha's servitude. Imagining his vile trick of concealment would flame the ego of mastery in the seeker of truth. A plea that evoked wisdom rather, as the Buddha questioned the illusionary ego, Mara. Mara's proof roared in the multitude mundane, and in turn he demanded of Buddha's existence a witness sane. The Bodhisattva's touch upon the earth, and a call to the forbearing mother to testify his merit, resulted in the echoes of the earth's affirmation. In these gigantic ripples of tremors, his ignoble multitude and Mara were consumed.
Saranam Gacchami, Dhammam Saranam Gacchami, Sangham.
The Buddha was like the deep ocean, in which the waves of beings sentient and non-sentient, arose and dissolved from time to time. The suffering of each one was in fact the suffering of Buddha himself. This plight of humanity implored Buddha to teach the noble truth. The very first disciples of the Buddha were his former five companions with whom he had practiced austerities. The first discourse of the Buddha marked the setting in motion of the wheel of the Dhamma, called as the Dhamma Chakra Pravartana Sutra, and in it he clarifies both the middle path and the doctrine of the Four Noble Truths. This middle path consists of the Ashtanga Marga. The first sermon thus led directly to the first formation of the Buddhist community, the Sangha. Buddha, the sweet nectar of peace and serenity, attracted many wandering monks who became enlightened in his divine presence. As the numbers increased in his Sangha, he told his monks to go and preach. He showed them the middle path of balance, the harmony of the body, the mind, and the spirit, leading to the gates of Nirvana. Throughout his avataric mission, Buddha visited different communities, preaching the Dhamma and converting beings of all sorts. One such story is the story of the fierce dacoit, Angulimal.
Maharaj, you look very grave. Something seems to be troubling you.
A kingdom that is filled with petrified denizens troubles any king. As the emperor of this land, it is my foremost duty to ensure the happiness of all my people. But in the past few days, I have noticed that a thick blanket of fear has veiled the peace and prosperity of the entire kingdom. Peace and order seem to be in complete disarray. And the cause is Angulimal.
Yes, Maharaj. Your concern regarding Angulimal needs to be addressed with utmost urgency. We are losing lives of many of our people and the faith of even more.
He is responsible for unimaginable havoc, Maharaj. Terrorizing tales of his wild rampage have spread fright in the hearts of all our people.
He seems to be a merciless creature on a mission of wretched cruelty to devour our kingdom of all its life. Maharaj, this barbaric existence, known to notoriously adorn himself with the fingers of his victims, is an intolerable menace. The faster we get rid of him, the better.
This has gone too far now. This obnoxious pest should not be allowed to wander amidst our kingdom anymore. Angulimal has to be curbed, rather eliminated. This time, I shall personally spell doom on him.
Gacchami. Buddham saranam gacchami. Dhammam saranam gacchami. Sangham saranam gacchami.
Master, every person living in this kingdom now dreads coming even in the vicinity of this forest. You have indeed become its indisputable king.
I have found the secret to true joy.
Pleasure of feasting upon the fear of man. Pleasure of quenching my thirst with their blood. Pleasure of adorning myself with the garland of their fingers.
Master, your acts of valor have become chronicles that will echo as death knells for eons to come. You have been a blizzard, a storm that has been absolutely ruthless and merciless.
Mercy. Mercy may be shown to the gullible like you and me, but definitely not to this abominable wretched carcasses, devoid of any feelings. They roam in the garb of the civilized, enjoying the luxuries of life, oblivious of the fact that people like us are deprived of even the basic necessities. But they must remember, if they can make our lives miserable, then we will leave them with no life at all.
Master, Master, I have some very good news for you. There seem to be some foolish monks who have dared to enter into your forest. And they are coming this way.
A monk. Wonderful. I think the time has finally come to sanctify my garland with the fingers of a monk. Let me liberate him. You monk, tell me if you have any final wishes, for I am going to end your life at this very moment. How dare you ignore me? This monk has lived more than he deserves to. You monk, stop there. I said stop and turn around.
Ahimsaka, I have already stopped and turned. I have stopped forever for swearing violence to every living being. I have turned within to realize my true nature. Now, it is time for you to stop and turn within. Angulimal, what do you want from me?
I came to kill you.
Then you may do so.
Are you not afraid of me? People dread my very name.
I have no fear. Instead, you suffer from fear and restlessness.
Fear in me?
Yes. The deep fear in you is your violence.
If I kill you, my mission to kill 100 people will be completed.
And what will that give you? It will not give you anything but more fear and restlessness.
And then?
Because you spread terror and violence, they will come back to you.
If that is true, what should I do?
Ahimsaka, your anger is not the solution to the problems you face. It will only fuel the fire within you. And remember, one day that fire will consume you, my child. Forsake this feeling of hatred and cultivate love. For love is the divine ointment that soothes all wounds. My child, this is your true nature. From today, forsake all hatred and anger and live up to your name, Ahimsaka.
O noble one, by your mere words, the current of my suppressed, nobler and purer urges has broken through the dam of hardened cruelty. Who are you, O noble one?
He is compassion incarnate, Gautam Buddha, the enlightened one.
I want your care and protection. If you can pardon me for all the crimes I did, I will follow your path.
So be it, Ahimsaka. Today I initiate you into the Sangha.
Buddham Saranam Gacchami.
Oh Lord!
Pasenadi.
Lord, it is my great fortune to have come across your divine presence. But Lord, what brings you to this dense forest?
O noble king, a monk who has renounced the world has the luxury of inhabiting all of it, then be it the cities or the forest. But I am curious to know, what has compelled the king to leave his palatial comforts and come down to this desolate forest?
Lord, there is a bandit in my realm named Angulimal. Brutal and devoted to killing, he is turning my kingdom into a graveyard. I have come to remove this impediment from the face of this earth and restore the serenity of my kingdom.
I too have heard of him. But suppose you were to see Angulimal wearing ochre robes, refraining from killing, and leading a holy life which is virtuous and of fine character. Then what would you do to him?
Lord, I would bow down to him or offer him a seat, robes, arms, food or even protection and defense. But it is only in my dreams that I will find such virtue and restraint in a barbaric, evil character.
Then open your eyes and see for yourself. Your dream has turned into a reality.
Angulimal?
Yes, O king. It is me. But I am no more the Angulimal that you have heard of. The poisonous weeds of hatred in my heart have been uprooted by his infinite compassion. I am now his disciple.
O noble men, remember that the precious jewel of love is inherent in every man. But at times, the winds of ignorance cover this jewel with the dust of hatred, turning him into an animal. All of man's life is but a quest to unearth and safeguard this jewel. There is always a constant battle between the good and the evil. True victory lies not in the annihilation of the evil, but in its transformation.
Lord, whips and lashes, blunt and bladed weapons, fail to tame even ordinary prisoners. But you, with just your compassionate words, are able to transform a dangerous dacoit into a monk. Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Preaching the Dhamma, Buddha helped many people to awaken from the dream of illusion. Buddha, a lion among men, rode the truth wherever he went, leaving behind a sense of peace and wisdom on every being. Knowing very well that his physical form would soon come to an end with the attainment of Nirvana, Buddha is keen to fill all the needy with his grace and blessings even late into the night, while Ananda is only filled with more and more of surprise by this enchanting master. The Buddha immersed the world into the ocean of compassion by his power of transformation. But this power would take a shape so divinely conspiratorial in the form of a confrontation with his evil companion, Mara. Even destiny failed to anticipate this will of Buddha.
Ananda, go now. I await the arrival of someone.
Master, may I ask who it is?
Someone very special. Go, Ananda. Take some rest.
Greetings, Buddha. Greetings. The world regards time to be the biggest healer, the greatest transformer. But this time has fortunately failed to assuage my love for you, Buddha. I feel to distance myself away from you.
Condolences, Mara, on yet another failure.
Buddha, I stand impeccably convinced that you surely do float in an elusive plane of sweet pride. Such a great spiritual ambassador, thronged by his faithful followers, radiating such unending devotion. What exquisite richness you contain, Buddha.
Yes, Mara. I am rich. I am rich, for you have been my most faithful follower.
How can I not conform to my own faith? When my eyes meet your form, my memory resurrects to the time when you were born. How can I forget that poisonous bond of failure that you drowned me in? But Buddha, time baffles me. Despite leading a life that preserved and contained such enormous success, fueled with spiritualism, a life that castigated the mundane, today appears physically challenged. Buddha, you look very weak today. All these years, you preached and sermonized your truth to the world. Buddha, your path stood strong because you stood physically tall. But today, you have become old. You have become frail. And tomorrow, when you are deserted by time's final few specks of grace, what will happen to your message? Will it last? Will it be able to survive the test of fire that I shall put forth? Will it escape the salt of my vengeance? No, it shall not. All these years, you shot unabashed darts of failure at me. But now, as for me, the physical plane does not exist. And as for you, time has turned fatal. I shall engulf the minds of your people and become the definite prophet of doom on your road to salvation. What will you do, Buddha? Speak up! Speak up, O Buddha! Speak up!
Mara, you look very weak today.
Never before have I experienced such harsh weakness in me. Never before has any impediment laughed at me in this fashion. Imperceptible. Why an immortal like me feels the fear of percolating mortality? No! This cannot be my end. The Buddha will open his eyes to me. He will. Only when I take up his form. Let me become a reflection of his ego. Let Mara swing the garb of his resilience into that of the Buddha! Oh, vulnerable Buddha, respond to the call of Mara! Respond!
Mara, today I initiate you into the Sangha.
No!
Do not mistake your weakness to be your end. For it is your strength which echoed today. Because you intensely willed to be the Buddha, you are no longer what you think you are. Across an enigma, across this cycle of time, Mara, you thought that you affected me, but you once again failed. For you were unable to comprehend a mighty plan of your transformation, which I had orchestrated. You failed. You once again failed as Mara. But at last you did succeed, once you transformed into the Buddha.
Saranam Gacchami Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Sangham Saranam Gacchami. अधर्म पर विराम उनके प्रेम से लगता है अधर्म पर विराम उनके प्रेम से लगता है अधर्म पर विराम इसमें ही छिपे भगवान बसा दानव भी दुर्गुण का
काम क्रोध मद मोह लोभ मत्सर एक और अड़े
सत्य धर्म और शांति प्रेम सद्गुण की रक्षा करे
मानव दाता सौभाग्य प्रभु धर्म के साथ खड़े मानवता का सौभाग्य प्रभु धर्म के साथ खड़े
मन सुन मंचिय पुड़कोलु उंडुनु चंतन चलिमिगा चेडु मेलगुनु
రింటికి ఎల్లప్పుడు ఒక యుద్ధమే మంచిదే తుద గెలుపు ఇది తథ్యమే
ప్రతియోగికి ఒక గతముండునులే ప్రతిభోగియునొక యోగిగా మారును
ప్రతి హృదయము ఒక కాతి గర్భమే ప్రతి మనసు ఒక నిజి స్థావరమే
దుష్ట హరణమది కాదు ధన పదము దుష్టత నిలలో బాపుటకై
మనిషిని పెంచగ మార్గము చూపగ సత్య సాయి జనించే మనిషిని
कृष्ण तुम हो जय राम जय राम
कृष्ण तुम हो जय राम
जय राम राम कृष्ण तुम हो
Krishna.
Giridhar Gopala, Gopala.
Rama Kodanda Rama Rama Pattadi Rama Rama Kalyana Rama Raghava Rama మాట రామా నాకొక్క మూట రామా నీ మాటే మాట రామా నీ బాటే బాట రామా కోదండ రామ రామ పట్టాభి రామ రామ కళ్యాణ రామ రాఘవ రామ నీకెవరు తోడు రామ నీకంత చూడు రామ నేను నీవాడు రామ నాతో మాట్లాడు చింతనే జాదు రామా నామే మేలు రామా చింతనే జాదు రామా నామే మేలు రామా చింతనే జాలు మేలు రామాని చింతన జాలు నీ నామే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు రామనామమే మేలు రామచింతనే చాలు రామనామమే మేలు రామచింతనే చాలు నీ నామమే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు చింతనే చాలు నామమే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామమే మేలు రామచింతనే చాలు రామనామే మేలు రామచింతనే చాలు రామనామే మేలు రామచింతనే చాలు రామనామే మేలు రామచింతనే చాలు రామనామే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామే మేలు నీ చింతనే చాలు నీ నామే మేలు చింతనే చాలు నామే మేలు రామా నేను నీవాడు రామా నాతో మాట్లాడు రామా Oh.
ॐ जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना शेखर सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आशित कल्पन दीपा आशित कल्पन दीपा
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की
जय।